Joined by Grizzlies forward Reed Wilson, a 4-2 victory over the Okotoks Oilers. You guys stay alive, tie the series 2-2, and you know, force a fifth and deciding game in this series. For yourself, you opened the scoring out there tonight. Just how big was it to get a goal early and play with the lead here tonight in a must-win game?
Oh, felt good. We know we had to go out there and get the first one, so and luckily it was my first shift and just tucked it in there, but got the boys going, so it was good.
We've made light of the situation during the regular season where you got the goal where Canmore put it into their own net for your first AJHL goal and point during the delayed penalty. But to get one in the playoffs where it was hard work by Billick and Kalinich and yourself to make it happen, how good did that feel for you?
Yeah, it feels really good. I know I'm capable of doing that almost every game, but yeah, it's good that it actually finally went in for me, and I don't know. It's nice that it went in. I don't know what to say.
You got a number of rookies now who have been able to get your first AJHL playoff goals, Keeler and Duffin last night. And just talk about how you guys are feeling in this series in your first foray into the AJHL playoffs.
Oh, we feel good. We're all role players. We all got to play our role. And third and fourth line have to chip in here and there. And we did that last night and tonight. So we're confident we can beat these guys for sure in Game 5.
Coming into tonight's game, you know, just how much over the last two games did you guys, you know, try and turn the page and just focus on coming out there and having a good, solid team defensive effort tonight to make sure you stayed alive?
Yeah, defense first and the offense comes, right? So play Grizzly hockey and lay the body and hurt them and we're good to go.
The top line scorers in this series, Klaus got one late in the game last night. Marcinou breaks out for you tonight. How big was it to see, you know, them get on the score sheet and obviously for Matt to continue on and really be a force tonight?
Yeah, we kind of rely on them to score. I mean, the last few games have been struggling a bit, but tonight they won us the game, so it was super key.
The series has seen some tremendous hits, and that obviously is a huge part of your game plan. Hubs had a 3-for-1 shift out there tonight. Ermenko continues to play big. How much do you guys feel like, you know, as this battle continues on, that's going to be something that will pay dividends on Tuesday?
Oh, yeah, it's a process. Like, we lay the body every chance we get, and they get hurt, and we get pumped up. We get energy, and that's our game style, so.
And last one for you, Reed. Tonight's game saw you go in there without two of your key 19-year-olds in Matt Hanger and Spencer Dorowitz. How much did you guys, you know, rally around picking those guys up?
Yeah, like I said, we just had to play defense first. And I mean, we certainly missed them, but we played as a team, and we can do that every night. So.